Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rock and Roar Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is Brian Roar, the host of the Rock and Roar Podcast. Thanks again for listening in to another episode. This is episode 15. Today is Friday, October 15th, 2021. Halloween Kills is out today, so Michael Myers returns for Laurie Strode in the one of the best Halloween one of the best horror sagas of, you know, the past 40 years. Halloween, John Carpenter's Halloween, is what kicked it off first. You know, our introduction to Michael Myers and the Myers family, and, you know, the Strode, Laurie, and how, you know, he wanted to kill pretty much his whole family, and he's been trying to get her ever since, but, you know, she knows she's always one step ahead of him. So old Jamie Lee Curtis, you just can't take her down, and it looks really good, and should be a real good movie. It's a great series, and, you know, every one of them except the third one, that one had nothing to do with Michael Myers. The Season of the Witch, it was about the masks, like the, not the face mask, but like the, it was just like a mask factory. I don't know, it was real strange. I guess there was a report that came out that the Blumhouse, the people that did the new Halloween, they were talking about remaking Season of the Witches, Halloween 3, so we'll see how that is. And, you know, it's nothing like John Carpenter, and nothing like Rob Zombie, too. His Halloween movies were fucking nuts, and, I mean, he made them more violent, which, that's what Michael was. He's a tall, dangerous man, and he just has no soul, you know. But, you know, we'll see if they mention Dr. Loomis in this, and rest in peace, buddy. But we'll see what happens, and should be a good movie. And, I mean, if it's like anything else, it's going to be bloodier than hell and scary. So that's what you're looking for on a Friday night, and that's what you're going to get. So, heck yeah, Halloween Kills. It's on Peacock if you have it, or you go out to the movie theater if you're, you know, if you're feeling a little, you want to get out for a little bit, go for it, and it should be a good time. So please do not ruin anything. We haven't seen it yet. We're going to be seeing it maybe this weekend, so please do not have any spoilers. I know that's hard because everyone's excited for it, but we'll see what happens. So yeah, Halloween Kills, heck yeah. On this date in 1988, Bon Jovi started a 4-week run at the number one for U.S. on the U.S. charts with their release on the album New Jersey. So that album included singles just as like Bad Medicine, Lay Your Hands on Me, and I'll Be There for You. These five words I swear. Guys, what a great band, Bon Jovi. And he's got a good heart, too. John Bon Jovi's his real name. If you guys aren't aware who he is, they're from New Jersey. Started with Richie Sambora playing guitar, and I don't think he's with them right now. There was a lot of, like, conflict between the band. Phil X, if you guys don't know who he is, he's a great guitar player. He's been filling in for Richie. But John Bon Jovi, he's a good soul. He actually has a restaurant in New Jersey, and if you go there and you don't have any money, all he asks for you is to clean your plate. You can go in there and get yourself a meal, get, you know, hang out with people and stuff, and get something to drink or whatever. But all he asks is, if you don't have any money to pay for your meal, that you just do your dishes. So he's such a good man, and you know, he's been doing it a long time, and yeah, over the years, his voice hasn't really, I mean, he stayed John Bon Jovi, but it just hadn't been real strong. But, you know, he's still doing it, and more power to him. Great band, great guy. He tried a couple country stuff, too, with that chick from Sugarland. I'm not too sure what her name is, I'm sorry, but I just know that they had that one song together, and I don't know, he's very multi-talented. He can act, he can, you know, sing, of course. He's a good philanthropist, he's just a good person, and great band, too. And what I was talking about earlier about Richie and him, you know, having their conflicts is, there was a story that had came out. It was actually an interview with Richie, about maybe 5-6 years ago, and just happened to say, you know, we were just on different pages, you know, not musically, but personally. And because if you guys don't know, Richie's, you know, he struggled with alcohol his whole life. And, you know, John, he has nothing against alcohol, but he just wants, he don't want you to be smashed while you're playing a live show. He's like, I don't care what you do after the show, but just while we're performing, you know, just please do not drink. That's all he asked for. And, you know, sometimes you need that, you know, one beer before you go on there to break off the edge a little bit and, you know, calm the nerves a hair and just, you know, get in the zone and everything. So I understand, you know, not going up there sloshed, and nobody wants to see that, especially when you're paying, you know, hundreds of dollars to see Jon Bon Jovi and the band and everybody, and you don't want them, you know, falling off the, I mean, yeah, it's good entertainment, but it's scary, and it's just not what you pay for. And that's what they have thought about the past couple, you know, years, and that's why Phil X is playing guitar for him now. He's filling in for him here and there when they go on tour. And but, you know, Richie's got his own, he had his side solo band, and he was dating, I don't know if he is now, I know we talked about it in a couple podcasts before, but her name is Orionthi, I'm sorry if I pronounced the name wrong, but she is blonde-haired guitarist, she's a female, rocks the fuck out, and she's played with Michael Jackson, she's played with Alice Cooper, and, you know, now she plays with Richie Sambora, and she has her own solo stuff, and she's a great artist. Check her out. It is spelled O-R-I-A-N-T-H-I. Excuse me. Sorry, we just got done eating dinner, so it's kind of talking back to me. Nothing crazy, just a good old rotisserie chicken and some mashed taters and gravy. Can't go wrong with that on a Friday night. Can't go wrong with that any night. I mean, sticks to your ribs, and rotisseries are hard to find. My wife's been having a hard time finding them in the store just because they've been selling out, and everyone just is on the rotisserie kick right now. It's like I told her, and it's, you know, people coming home from work just going to the store grabbing something real quick to feed the family and everything. Or, I mean, there's so much stuff you can do with rotisserie chickens, but we'll save that for a different time. But yeah, Bon Jovi, New Jersey, I mean, great album, great songs on there, legendary. You know, of course, you heard me singing I'll Be There For You, just such a good love song. And, you know, he was always, there was one song that he did on, I forget the name of the album, but the song's called Bed of Roses. It's a piano song, and, you know, it's just a ballad song, but check out the live version if you get a chance on YouTube. Bed of Roses live, I think it's on the MTV or VH1 series, but man, that guy puts his heart and soul into singing, and you can tell, you know, he can go real high with his singing, or, you know, he's just really good with his words and singing and everything. He's just a great artist. Bon Jovi, can't say nothing good things about him. Same way with the band too. I mean, yeah, legendary songs that will live on. Of course, Wanted Dead and Alive, and Shot Through the Heart, you know, You Give Love a Bad Name, and, you know, everything else, and, you know, it's just great band, and New Jersey proud, so they put New Jersey on the map. Good for them, heck yeah. So, today, we got some, what we got on the pod, on the playlist. Oh, yeah, we got Halloween music, so, well, this is a good song here. This is Cheap Trick, Gonna Raise Hell. First time I heard that song, it was on the Freaks and Geeks show. If you guys never heard of Freaks and Geeks, the director of pretty much 40-Year-Old Virgin, Judd Apatow, I think. That was his series that came out back in the late 2000s, and it was about, you know, the high school days. You know, we always have them cliques, even nowadays, that, you know, you're place of employment or your friends or anything, you know, you have those certain groups, you know, you have the cool kids, you have the the goths, the punks, you know, the jocks and everything. So in Freaks and Geeks, it was, they had the popular kids, and then it had, you know, like, it took place in high school. So like I said, all the different groups, but these were people that, like, musicians in there, and it had a lot of people on there that, like, actors and actresses that went on to have successful careers. You know, I'm talking Seth Rogen, Buzzy Phillips, of course, James Franco, who else? The chick from, what's her name? She's in Grandma's Boy. She plays the girl in there. I forget her name. I'm sorry. I'm so bad with names. I know faces and everything, but those are some of the big ones. And, you know, there's, just check it out. It's a great series, and it's just real relatable. And but that's what we got on the playlist today, good old Halloween. And also on the docket, if you guys want to hit me up and talk about anything, or make fun of me, or, you know, give me some reviews, some insight, or anything like that, please do. You can reach me on my socials. If you're on Twitter, I am at BROHR3. If you're on the TikTok, I am at Brian Rohr 1986. On Instagram, I am at BROHR. When I say at, I mean that little, like, the A with the circle around it. So you just got to put that on there. But yeah, that's all my socials. And if you guys feel like donating to this podcast and spreading the word to the masses, you know, let's take this sucker on the road. Let's, you know, make it worldwide. I got a Patreon. There's three different tiers you can donate to if you feel like it. And the website for that is www.patreon.com/R and then all lowercase OCKNROHR22. Like I said, feel free to donate if you want. There's three different tiers, and all of them have, you know, most of the same benefits. Of course, the top tier is going to have what the tiers 1 and 2 have. So, tears for fears, baby. That's all up to you guys. So, on today's show, we're going to talk about horror movies, since, you know, Halloween Kills comes out today. We're going to talk about rock opera, you know, Rocky Horror Picture Show. And then, you know, road trip music. What kind of stuff you guys like listening to when you're just cruising, or, you know, taking a nice Sunday drive. Nothing better than that. Just hitting the open the road, putting some tunes on, and just kind of getting taken away, you know, wherever you want to go. And that's always fun. Sometimes you need that in life. You know, life can get hectic, you know, with work, or, you know, your lifestyle, or, you know, family or anything. So sometimes you just need to have that little break from everyone and just kind of gather your thoughts and get in your own zone and, you know, figure out what makes you happy and what you want to do and how you're going to change things, how you're going to change the world. And, you know, that's just human nature. You know, sometimes we gotta self-medicate. And I'm not talking, you know, drugs or anything like that. I'm saying, like, you know, get some fresh air, or go on a car ride, or, you know, go on a walk, or pick up guitar, pick up something, start writing, start drawing. You know, there's a lot of good stuff out there that you can do for humanity, and that's all up to you. You know, decorate, heck, why not? You know, the big holidays are coming up, so I know that adds more stress to everyone, but please, you know, take some time for yourself. That's all I'm saying. But so back to the topics, we'll talk about horror movies, and I know we talked about my favorite, you know, I had a top five of favorite horror movie villains, you know, with Jason, Leatherface, Ghostface, and, you know, all that, of course, Michael Myers, and, you know, but so this one, we're just talking about horror movies in general, you know, how they scare you and get your blood pumping. You know, do you like the paranormal stuff? Do you like slashers? Me, personally, I love slashers. I don't know. I'm not a violent person at all, but it's just something about the slashers. You know, it's just the whole, like, you know, high school thing, like them going, I don't know, like, just the high school setting. I don't know. That's just so cool. It interests me, you know, like the Halloween and you know, you have your camping with Jason, you know, that's really cool how they set that up. And of course, he went to the city a couple times, and Jason takes Manhattan, and he also went to space, Jason X, which that was a weird ass movie. I mean, it was cool and everything. I remember the one part where he like cryogenically frozen this chick's head and smashed it on the table. That was pretty cool, but it wasn't one of their best ones. But you know, they're just trying something new, running out of ideas. You know, it's Hollywood, so they would keep recreating old stuff. If you can't think of anything new, hey, let's recreate, you know, The Wizard of Oz. Like, good luck with that, buddy. That's a one-shot deal right there. And some of the movies, some of the horror movies, like, it is a one-shot deal. Like, you can't. It's like, yeah, you can recreate Leatherface, you know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but I mean, if you like, now they're trying to make series out of these movies, like Chucky series and I Know What You Did Last Summer series, and that's cool and all, but I mean, how many times have you tried that? There was a Friday the 13th series, and which was kind of, it was all right, you know, nothing like the movies. You know, the movies, they put more emphasis on the character and everything, where the series is just kind of, there's sprinkled in here and there. And but horror movies, you know, even the paranormal ones, like Paranormal Activity, or do you like The Conjuring? I always love them movies. They scare the hell out of me. But I mean, because that stuff's real. I mean, that's the scariest part, is when you're watching a horror movie and it says based on true events, or you know, yeah, they actually have the people in there that had it happen to them. On a side note, like, not horror related at all, but like on the NWA movie Compton, wait, no, Straight Outta Compton, like they actually had the band, no, not the band, they actually had NWA on this, on the scene, except, you know, Eazy-E, rest in peace, buddy. But you know, they had them on the scene to actually give advice, like, hey, that happened, no, that didn't happen. You know, same way with the Runaways, you know, with Joan Jett and what the heck was her name, that other chick that was with her, I'm sorry. But you know, they actually had Joan Jett on the scene, like the movie scene, and was helping giving them accurate information, because you know, Hollywood, they can be elaborate, you know, and they just do what they want. They know what sells, so they can put stuff in there that makes total, non-total sense. So horror movies, I mean, we love them. You either love them or you hate them. That's the thing. You know, like one of the scariest movies I remember seeing growing up is called movie called The Dentist, and not because it was about pulling teeth or anything, but just because I was staying a night at a friend's house and I was sleeping in the living room and woke up and that movie was on, and I just remember him like drugging this girl and then just like ripping all her teeth out, and it was just brutal as hell. I couldn't go back to sleep that night, and so I'm in the living room all by myself. It's dark, everyone's sleeping, and I'm just like terrified as hell. And you know, I just stayed up, waited till his dad got up and asked to use the phone and call my dad, like, hey, can you come get me, man? I don't want to get the hell. And then they actually made two more. I think they made like Dentist 2. And but you know, even other horror movies, like what's the one? You got the weird ones like The Human Centipede, which, if guys never seen that, that's a fucked up movie. Talking about like sewing your mouth to someone's ass and constantly feeding them food, and it's just weird. Same way with the movie Teeth. Just Google that. I won't gross you guys out too much, but yeah, check out the movie Teeth if you dare, and brush your teeth. You know, we're talking Halloween, so we have, we're eating candy and everything. So, you know, brush your teeth. Take care of your chompers. I heard about dental implants last night at work, so that was very scary to know that that's actually something that people do, like putting screws in your jaw and, you know, unscrewing your tooth. That's insane. I mean, it's cool. You know, it's better than having no teeth, I guess. I don't know. But just strange how that works. And you know, we was talking about it and was like, well, you know, we can interchange, like have different colored teeth, and yeah, you can, I mean, it's your mouth, you do whatever you want to it. But What are some of your guys' favorite horror movies? Do you like slashers? Do you like, like science fiction movies? Like, we got The Sixth Sense recording, which I ain't seen that in a long while, but that's kind of like a, not a horror, but like thriller, I guess. Those type of movies. Even, Thriller, the album, Michael Jackson, great song, great music video. My goodness. I know it was like 10 or 15 minutes long, but just the dance sequence and, it's just legendary. And Michael Jackson's just legendary. He's the king of pop for a reason. And, he will forever have a place in my heart. I'm not afraid to say that. I'm a Michael Jackson fan. I love the guy. Not on a deep level, but just love his music and dancing. And he's just he might have got mixed up in a bunch of stuff. Who knows? No one really knows other than Michael and, whoever else. But, Macaulay Culkin had interviews and said that he never once tried to touch him and never saw him messing around with anyone. But, that's on them. Maybe that's just people trying to get money. I don't know. The world's crazy nowadays. So we'll just see what happens. But, horror movies, I love them. Like slashers, like I said. And I don't know. Just something about them. Get your heart pumping. Keeps you young, keeps you aware. You're like, what was that? Was that a shadow? But, just seeing them in the movie theater too, nothing better than that. And seeing them on the big screen. And, it's just scary because some of the horror movies are, like I said, when they're based on true events, that's the ones that really send you through a loop. Like The Conjuring, when it's about, like demons and ghosts and everything. That shit's scary. But, it really happens. It's scary that it happens. But it's good that there's people out there that can help you, whether it be, a priest or a demonologist or anything like that. So they can help you, and, just be careful with that. I know, we went on a couple ghost hunting trips a couple times since we've been together, and had pretty good experiences from it. Got a flat tire from it one time, and that was kind of a sign that we weren't supposed to be there. And, then my wife, she used to go ghost hunting with her friends and family, and, she actually had a couple experiences where she would smell beer. There was a last name that was Beer, and they started smelling beer. And, it's just, the dead is, they're always around, even our loved ones, as morbid as this sounds, but they're always around, and, they're helping you, and kind of giving you kind of guiding you to where you need to go. And that's so horror movies. What are your guys' favorite horror movies? Hit me up on my socials and we'll talk about that. And we're going to transfer and right now into the good old Rocky Horror Picture Show. So if you guys don't know what the Rocky Horror Picture Show is, it is a rock opera. It has Tim Curry, Meatloaf, and a bunch of other cast members in there. That's the only two that really come to mind. But it's kind of like, it's a rock opera, let's just say them, rock musical. But one of the best experiences is if you ever get to go to the audience participation at the Rocky Horror Picture Show, anywhere you live, don't matter. And, usually they have them at theaters or ballrooms or anything, but that is the most fun show that you will ever go to. Because they show, I went to one back, this was probably at least 15, maybe, 20 years ago. Nah, it wasn't that long. I'd say maybe at least 15 years ago. And, but they, they had certain things you had to bring in. Like it was like, bring in a newspaper, bring in, glasses, bring in all this stuff. And you're like, man, what the heck is going on with that? And they would show the movie on the big screen, and then they would actually tell you when it was raining, hey, put your newspaper above your head so you cover your head from getting wet. And they would have rain come down, and it was all fake, but it was like the sound of rain hitting your paper and everything. And it's just really cool. It's just fun that when they have that type of stuff, that gets you involved. That's the best thing. Instead of sitting there like a, you know, bump on the log, you're active, you're involved and everything. It makes it more fun. Makes it, you know, a blast. And the movie was great. You know, it's about a guy that, what is it? Rocky. He creates Rocky, and it's been so long since I've seen it. So please, if I'm saying anything wrong, let me know. But you know, it's just got Tim Curry in it. Meatloaf is a motorcycle guy, and you know, good music too. Time Warp. If you guys never heard the song Time Warp, check it out. You know, it's got ballads on there too. The girls singing there, so it's got a little bit of everything. And yeah, Tim Curry dresses up like a transvestite, you know, but that's what he is in the movie. You know, what is he? Transvestite Transylvania. Try saying that 10 times fast. Well, I'll try saying it five. Yeah, three times fast. 10's overkill. But yeah, check it out. It's a good movie, and you know, just a good Broadway show too. If it ever comes around to Broadway again, or if it's on TV, check it out. I hope they never remake it. You know, it's one of them movies, like, it's just leave it as is. You know, we talked about The Wizard of Oz, you know, Hollywood being so, you know, go not global, but so like money hungry that they would go to recreating The Wizard of Oz. Please do not recreate the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I don't know, it's just good the way it is. If it's good, just leave it alone. And yeah, check it out. Good movie, great soundtrack, like I said. And are there any other rock operas out there, like Rock of Ages? That was a good rock opera. You know, it had all the 80s bands in there. Like, the movie had Tom Cruise in it, but you know, they did Def Leppard, they had Poison, they did, you know, a couple other bands, Warren, I think, Whitesnake, of course. And boy, Whitesnake, you talk about Tawny Katane. Woo! Yeah, back then. She had legs that could go for miles. You know, she put Tina Turner, you know, she's a front runner of Tina Turner's legs. But Tawny Katane, you know, of course, her and David Coverdale, they were dating for a long time. Whitesnake, and I don't know, she made dancing and you know, grinding on car hoods, and she made it look fun. You know, I tried it one time, broke about busting my ass. And of course, you know, I ain't got the moves like her, and I ain't got the moves like Jagger. But yeah. And she had trouble with, you know, of course, drugs and everything. And it's a shame she had passed away, I think, a couple years ago. So rest in peace, Tawny. You know, we miss you, but I know you're pain free now, woman. So more power to you, and hope you're dancing up there still. And you know, hopefully you're seeing Janie up there, Janie Lane. What a great band, you know, Warrant is and was, and Whitesnake too, and just the 80s metal. It don't get no better than that. I just can't say enough good stuff about 80s metal, you know. And yeah, check out the Rocky Horror Picture Show or any kind of rock operas. If you guys know of any more, please let me know. I'm always open to it. Another one, a good Halloween movie, is called A Trick or Treat. If you guys never heard of it, it's got the band Fastway, which was Danny Way from, well, he's in Flogging Molly now, the singer for Flogging Molly. And then it had the late and great Fast Eddie Clarke, who played guitar for Motorhead. He was the original guitarist for Motorhead. He wrote Ace of Spades, and you know, he wrote for a couple other first albums. And but yeah, Trick or Treat, it was about a movie kid finds this record, and it's a Fastway record. And when he puts it on, like, all this evil stuff starts happening. And I don't know, it's really cool. It's just a good soundtrack and great movie, and it's just hard to find nowadays. It might be online, or we tried searching it on the apps and everything, but no, we just probably have to buy it online. But yeah, it's a good movie too. Check it out, Trick or Treat. And good Halloween movies. I mean, good Christmas movies too coming up, folks. Like Hallmark movies. I ain't afraid to say it. Hallmark has some good. Yeah, they're cheesy as hell, but I don't know. Just they're good. They just give you a good, hearty, wholesome feeling. It's about the holidays, so it's good family time or couple time, and this is really cool. Next, we'll talk about on our topic list, we got road trip music. So, like I said earlier, sometimes we just have to have our alone time, you know, whether it be 10, 15 minutes or, you know, an hour or whatever you have to get, you know, to have your alone time to, you know, unwind or take the stress off or anything. Right? You know, I know there's a lot going on in the world right now and people are on edge, you know, and rightfully so. We don't know what's going to happen and, you know, we're just living each day, you know, the best that we can. That's it. We're only on this earth for one time, so make the best of it. And sometimes you just have to get away for a little bit and, regroup. So what better way to do it than hitting the open road and putting on some tunes? You know, it don't matter what kind of music you're listening to, whether you're driving down a country road or if you're hitting a highway or, you know, hitting a racetrack or anything like that, or going for a walk or going on a bicycle ride. That's always relaxing too, you know, just hitting the open trail, putting on, you know, your earbuds or anything and just hitting the pavement. And I don't know, it's a good time. And you'll find a lot of places, you know, sometimes that you come across that you never really knew that was there or never thought about, you know, going to, and or like side shops and like off-highway shops. And I don't know, it's just a good time. And the music too, that's what it's about. You know, the music's always there for you. Like I say, it's your best friend. It's, you know, it's your camaraderie. It means your comrade. And yeah, it's just sometimes, yeah, I won't repeat myself anymore, but you just need to have your alone time. You know, sometimes I'll take a, like on a car ride home, I won't even listen to music. You know, as crazy as that sounds, sometimes it's best if you not listen to your inner thoughts, but just have silence. You know, with all this hectic stuff going on, you know, sometimes you just need a little bit of peace and quiet to gather your thoughts. You know, some people, that works best for them. Heck, we know people that don't even have a radio. If you are one of them, please let me know how that works out for you. What do you do for you know, like if you're out working in the yard or you're washing your car or anything, you're doing house chores, you know, that's always the best to put music on. Makes it, you know, not as dreadful, you know, even if you're at work, putting some music on, making the day go by quick. That's what it's all about. But, you know, I know some people that don't even own a radio. I don't know, it's just so strange. Please let me know how that works for you and what you do in place of that. You know, I'd be interested to know, do you meditate? Do you watch movies? Do you, I don't know, write? Some people, you know, that's always a good thing too, doing journals. Remember, journals was a big thing. They had a online journal back in the 2000s, if you guys remember Zanga, Xanga. Excuse me, sir. And, but yeah, it was an online journal blog type thing. And you can go on there and, you know, sometimes it's just best to write out your feelings. If you can't say it or you have a lot of stuff on your mind, just doodle it out or draw. You know, I know a lot of people that are really, really talented artists, whether it be drawing or painting. And, you know, that's just how they relax. And you always have to have that one thing that makes you relax, whether it, you know, whatever it be. Of course, mine's playing music, you know, yours might be cooking, you know, it might be, you know, playing video games, you know, it just all depends. Just that sometimes, like I said, we just need to have that little break, whether it be mental, physical, just get some alone time, you know. And same way with your partner, sometimes your partner needs that alone time. And you know, sometimes you can be too overbearing, or I don't know, just find some time for yourself. Long-winded way of saying that. I'm sorry. So we'll transfer over now to our top five. Since it's Friday night and we're talking about movies and horror, we're going to do top five favorite pizzas. So nothing better than having a slice of pie or, you know, a piece of pizza, whichever part of the world you're from, or, you know, just watching a movie or playing a game, or, you know, just good Friday night food. It's good every night food, but Fridays it just hits harder. You know, it's like the end of the work week, or, you know, and then you got, you know, a new movie that you rented or something, or, you know, you're watching Halloween Kills and you got a piece of pizza. But we're going to talk about our top five favorite pizzas. So we're not talking toppings here. If you want, we can talk about that on another one. But for now, we're just doing like pizza styles, I guess. We'll go down the list and then we'll talk about them just like we always do. So first on the list, we got deep dish, then stromboli, stuffed crust, cauliflower crust, hey, and then dessert pizza. So go back to the list. We got deep dish. I mean, whether it be Chicago deep dish or New York City, you know, or the best Detroit deep dish, it don't get better than that. There's a Jets pizza. You know, it's not around. It's kind of about, it's almost an hour away from where I'm at right now, but, you know, they got great deep dish pizza. Heck, even Little Caesars has great deep dish pizza. But, you know, nothing better than going to an actual Detroit pizza shop and, you know, getting a deep dish pizza. The story behind deep dish pizzas is the way that they came about was they were used, it was back in, gosh, I don't know, we'll just say 50 years ago. Let's say 70 years ago from now. No, we'll just say a long time ago. But in Detroit, you know, since it's one of the biggest automotive manufacturers in the United States, they would have these old cast iron pans, whether it be for, it might have been for oil or something, and they didn't know what to do with them, so they would throw them out, and restaurants would, they, you know, were trying different things, seeing, you know, so long story short, they took this old cast iron pan from one of the automotive factories there in Detroit and put pizza in it. Why the heck not? Because when you're hungry, you know, you do whatever it takes to get something in your belly. So they did that. And lo and behold, you know, history was made. The Detroit deep dish, and it's just got a nice cheesy crust on the side, and, you know, you get the crispy edges, and then you get the, you know, the toppings and everything. It's a pretty thick pizza. It can be about an inch thick or more, depending on where you're going or where you're getting it from. And it's just good pizza, and can't go wrong with it. Just a good old pepperoni and cheese, or, you know, you can have whatever toppings you want on there. But even that, a lot of places, like, they'll put the toppings inside the pizza and then top it with cheese. So that's pretty cool too. It's kind of like a nice little cocoon of flavor, and you got the crispy crust, so can't go wrong with that. Next, we got stromboli, which is just a like a rolled dough with pizza filling, you know, whatever toppings you want in there, sliced up, and got, usually it has a thing of dipping marinara sauce for it, so that's good too. I mean, boy, we got some of the best stromboli around town here, and you know, even outside of Ohio, they got great stromboli. I would love to go to an authentic, like, Italian restaurant and see what kind, if they even sell stromboli, or if it's just a American thing or anything like that, you know, because sometimes in America, like, we name something that's totally different than what it is, you know what I'm saying, like, what am I trying to think of? It'll come to me, but anyway, yeah, good old stromboli, can't go wrong with that. Same way with stuffed crust, can't go wrong with stuffed crust. I know that's a lot of cheese on a pizza, but I don't know, just something about, a lot of people don't like the crust, you know, a lot of people can't eat the crust because it's too doughy, I understand that, but buddy, you put some cheese in there, you're making it, I mean, that's money right there. And like I said, just, it's like a two-for-one deal. You get the pizza, you know, with the toppings and everything, and then, hey, you know, still got cheese and bread, so it sticks to you and fills you up, and It's just good eating right there, folks. Same way with cauliflower crust for, you know, gluten-free, or, you know, if you're keto or anything like that, or just want something a little different. I'm telling you, you cannot taste the difference. I've had it before. It's really good, really healthy and light. And, you know, you don't have to pound a lot of toppings on there. You know, with cauliflower crust, you can even go with a good old margarita, which is just, so it's got sauce on it, and then just, what, mozzarella and then basil? I mean, that's perfect. Sprinkle some olive oil over the top of it. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'll take two, please. But cauliflower crust is good, and, you know, you can't taste the difference. It's got less carbs in it and everything. It's just good. Good for you. And a lot of the stuff coming out nowadays are plant-based, so I'm starting to see a trend going on here, folks, with, you know, the plant-based stuff, and it's good. I mean, you can't really taste the difference. Even at the fast food restaurant, they have a plant-based burger. You can't really taste the difference between that and a regular one, unless someone tells you, like, hey, you know, you're eating soybeans, but hey, soy's good for you, and vegetables are good for you. So that's just their way of trying to make us healthy. Nothing wrong with that. But one thing that really isn't healthy, but it just tastes so damn good, as dessert pizza. You know, whether it be like a s'more pizza or a peanut butter and jelly pizza, or, you know, like a cookie pizza, that's always good. Good old cookie pizza with some buttercream icing on it. Oh, yes, please. But yeah, just good stuff there. You know, pizza is one of the most universal foods that you can have. You can make it any way you want, and that's the best part. We do English muffin pizzas. That stuff's always good. Make up your own. And, you know, getting a pizza oven, that'd be awesome. Like a brick oven. Be so awesome. But just be careful, because they do get extremely hot. I mean, we're talking 800-900 degrees. Rachel Ray, she had a pizza oven in her house, and had burned down. The house burnt down. So just be very careful. But they're very good. I mean, it don't take long for it to grow to grill. It don't take long for it to cook in like a brick oven, or, you know, just, it's just good pizza. Pizza's just good all around. Day after is the best too, when you let it, you know, some food tastes better the day after, and pizza definitely is one of them. So it's Friday night. Get you a slice of pie, or get you something pizza based. You know, it's always good. Even pasta once a week is good for the body, from what, you know, doctors say, but it's always good any day. But, so we'll end our show with a little did you know, and let you guys get on to your Friday. Again, happy weekend to everybody, and for you guys listening that, you know, do have to work the weekend, you know, just stay strong. You know, we can do this. I know it sucks, but, you know, we just get through her, and just keep plowing through. You know, that's all we can do. So, little did you know, for all you Elvis fans out there, he never gave an encore. So, when you go see a show for a musical band, usually you can always tell when they're going to have an encore, because they'll end the song, like it's the last song of their normal set, and then they'll be like, hey, thank you guys, you know, we'll see you later, and thanks for everyone for coming out, and they'll take their instruments off and put their microphone up and walk off the stage, and the lights will still be off, and then they'll come back, and that's an encore. So they come back, and usually they play, you know, their top songs that everyone wants to hear. But Elvis, if you weren't there for the beginning of his show or his whole set, then you missed out, because he ain't going to give you no encore. You know, he's either you're here and you're watching me, or you know, we'll see you at the next show. And always thought it'd be cool to see Elvis. I know he gets a lot of flack from his career, and, you know, I can see both sides, you know, because he made millions, and he's legendary for, you know, kind of doing music that wasn't for him, but he made it his. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, he never gave an encore. Same way with, I guess, Bob Dylan. He never gives encores. So he's one of them guys are just like I said, if you're there for the show, then you're seeing a legend, but don't expect any encore. So he's going to play the songs that you want to hear. So that's pretty cool. Encores were always fun. We might have done one or two encores in my days of playing live, but always thought it was pretty cool because people would be like, oh man, they gotta come out. And the worst is when they turn the lights on in the venue and you're like, man, they aren't coming out. But you know, they're worn out. You know, they played for an hour or 2 hours and performed, and you know, they just want to go relax, and that's what we're gonna do now, folks. So you guys have a good weekend and stay safe out there. And thank you, veterans, again, as past and present, for all your service and everything for this beautiful country. And thank you all for listening again. And like I said, if you guys ever want to get a hold of me, you can reach me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. You can shoot me a message. I'll respond to you as soon as I get it. Or if you know me in person and you have a few ideas, please come up and let me know. I'm an open book, so whatever you say, I'll take it, and we'll keep this going. You know, this ain't a one-sided podcast. This is a two-way street. So I listen to you because you listen to me, and I'm very thankful for that. And I probably won't be on till Monday. So you guys have a beautiful weekend. Stay safe out there, and we'll leave you with the beautiful sounds of Van Halen with Running with the Devil. You guys have a beautiful weekend. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you later.